Today's shiur is Daf Samach Vav, and we're going to begin on Daf Samach Hey on the base, about 20 lines from the bottom. Reish Lakish v'Talmid Rav Chanina, Reish Lakish and Talmid Rav Chanina Ikla Hupunda came to a certain inn for Shabbos, and as we will learn, this inn, as is shown in diagram 232 on page 78, had a number of houses. Some of the houses were owned by Jews, and one of them was rented by a guy, and the landlord was a guy. There are two ways of learning the Gemara. It's either as shown in the diagram that there were individual houses, or they weren't necessarily individual houses, but there were individual rooms, with two of the rooms rented by Jews, and one of the rooms was rented by a non-Jew, and the landlord, the owner of this inn, was a non-Jew. The lo have a seicher, the non-Jewish tenant was not present, have a masker, but the landlord, who was also not Jewish, was present. And now the question was, Amru, they asked, Ma'u l'megu me'i, as we learned at the beginning of the parak, when you have a non-Jew, we have to do schiris, we have to lease his property. Could we lease the property from the landlord, given that the tenant is not here? And like Tosfos explains, none of the family members of this non-Jewish tenant were there either, because if we learned earlier in this parak that if somebody has a right to leave something in a non-Jew's apartment, a schir of a lekitoi, he takes the place of the non-Jew, and you could do the renting or leasing from him. Certainly, the guy's family members are as good as schir of a lekitoi. However, here, not only was the guy not here, but none of his family members were here either. Furthermore, the Ritva says that obviously we're talking in a situation where the landlord had no right to leave his own kalim in the tenant's apartment, because the landlord is certainly no worse than Tzchir V'Lakitai. So if the landlord would have a right to put items into the apartment, that would certainly be there would be no shaila that you could rent the apartment from the landlord. Here the question was, where the landlord can't leave anything in the apartment, could we anyway rent, do the schiris with the landlord? So says the Gemara. Kol heicha delay matzei misalaklei, if the landlord cannot evict the tenant, loy tibay lech delegrina, it's certainly no shal that you can't rent it from the landlord. It's no longer in the control of the landlord. Ki tibay lech, the shal is heicha de matzei misalaklei, is where the landlord has the right to evict the tenant. Mai, what do we say? Kiv the matzim asilik agrina, since the landlord has this right, it shows that the landlord is the true boss here, and therefore we could do the schiris with the landlord. Right now, he hasn't evicted him, and it's the tenant's apartment. And the Nishmas Hodam asks, if we're dealing in a situation that the landlord has such a strong ability that he could evict the tenant, certainly he's in control and it should work. So the Nishmas Adam explains, we're not speaking in a situation where he could just change rooms, and it's an important shaila we'll discuss in making Irvin in hotels. It's not that he could just change his room for no reason. He has to have a good reason that he could change his room, and therefore it was still a shaila, even though he has the ability to change rooms, is that enough of a control that the schiris could be done with the landlord? So the Rishonim ask, if we'll do a schiris with the landlord, won't that be as good as an eviction? And certainly everybody agrees that if the landlord evicted the tenant, now you have to do the schiris with the landlord. So doing the schiris should equal an eviction, because that shows that he's evicting the tenant. So the Rashbi answers, since, as we learned at the beginning of the Perek, the schiris that's done in order to allow us to carry here is only a schiris ru'ua, it's a weak schiris. A weak schiris is not equal to an eviction, and therefore it's not considered like the tenant was removed here. Especially as the Ran explains, he isn't evicting the tenant. So that's the best proof that the schiris is not equal to an eviction. Amalan Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish told him, Nisker, let's lease it from the landlord. Look, Shinagia, it's Rabbi Asenish Vidarim, and we come to our Rebbe's in the south, Nishalahem, we'll ask them. Also Shaila Rav Office. So they went and asked for Shaila. Amalem, and he told them, Yofa Asisim Shishkatim, you did the right thing when you rented the rights from the landlord. Because Suffolk Ervin Lahakum. So the Chalkas Yaakov asks an obvious question. He says, this that we say Suffolk Rabbanon Lakula, when do we say it? We say it if we have a Shaila, we don't know how to pass the Shaila, so we have a cloud. Suffolk Rabbanon Lakula, if it's a Rabbanon, we make it. Suffolk Deraisa Lachumra, if it's a Deraisa, we're Machmer. Here it wasn't a situation as such. Here the situation was that the Shaila, there might have been a psak to the Shaila. These specific Talmidim did not know the answer to the Shaila. But that doesn't make it into a Suffolk Lahakl. So the Chalkas Yaakov answers that included in the rule that we've said many times in this Masechta, Suffolk Erevin Lahakl, is included that in any situation of a Shaila, even if it's just a Shaila to me, my Rebbe knows the answer, but if it's a Shaila to me and I can't get the answer from my Rebbe this time, we're allowed to be Mekel. As far as the Halach L'maisa is that you can rent from the landlord and you don't have to do it from the tenant. The Beis Yosef takes it even a step further. He says not only can you rent from the landlord instead of from the tenant, not only does he say in a situation where the landlord, when the tenant is not present, even a situation where the tenant is present, but for whatever reason it's difficult to conduct the renting with the tenant, and you could l'chatchila go and rent with the landlord. There's another, but the Chazanis says that although the Gemara is saying here that you could rent from the landlord instead of from the tenant, that's only when it's a situation of goyim. The tenant is a goy and the landlord is a goy. However, when you're dealing in a situation where you have Jews, there, if the Jew is the tenant, you can't just rent it from the landlord instead of from the tenant. And the explanation is as follows. As we explained, the emes diris akum lo shma dira. Akum's apartment is not an issue. Chazal, as we learned many times in this parak, made gzeira shema yilma b'masaf. That's why schiris ru'ua is adequate. That's also why if I don't want to rent from the tenant, or I can't rent from the tenant, I can rent from the landlord. However, by Jews, that's where Shloima HaMelech made his takono of eruv echatzeris. There we can't say that renting from the landlord in a place where the tenant is actually living in the apartment should be good enough. And this Gemara, as we said earlier, is the basis of the Shaila if you're in a hotel. And Jews have rooms in the hotel, and as does a non-Jew. So how do you make an Erev? So from here we see that you don't have to go and make the Schiris with the non-Jew. You could, non-Jewish tenants that have rooms, guests, you can make the Schiris with the owner of the hotel, the manager who represents the hotel, because Al Gemara proved that when it comes with schiris from goyim, you could do the schiris with the landlord instead of doing it with the tenant. Says the Gemara, Rav Chanina bar Yosef, Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Asi Iklal hu Pindak. They all came to an inn where there were only Jews. The Asa Nachri Mari the Pindak v'Shavsa. However, the guy who owned the inn only arrived in Shabbos. Amma Mal l'Megmenei. Can we now on Shabbos rent the apartment from him? There are two ways of learning this Gemara. Tosfos says that, and Rashi says both pshatim. One pshat is that they did not make an Erev before Shabbos. Why didn't they make an Erev before Shabbos? Since they knew there's a guy here, and the guy is an issue, So they didn't bother making an Eruv before Shabbos. Now the guy comes on Shabbos, and what they want to do is first rent from the guy his property, and after renting from the guy his property, you still have a problem that they have these Jews here. They'll do Bittul Rishus, which we'll talk about more in the next Amid, that all of them will be Mevatel Rishus to one of them, that at least that person will be able to carry from his room to the Chatzar. The Ravid, so there was no Erev made. Rashi, and Tosfos prefers this Pshat, says that even if an Erev amongst the Jews was made on before Shabbos, however, now that the Goy arrives on Shabbos, the Goy's arrival on Shabbos and our need to deal with that issue and our need now to rent from him his area on Shabbos is Mevatel the Erev that was made from before Shabbos, and it's as if it doesn't exist, and now we have to start considering renting from the Goy as the Halacha requires and then doing Bittul Rishus. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says that if an Erev was made before Shabbos and the Goy arrives on Shabbos, the Goy's arrival on Shabbos does not affect the Erev, and therefore, as we will now learn, if you could make Schiras on Shabbos, everything will be perfect. Therefore, he learns that we're dealing in a situation that no Erev was made on Shabbos, before Shabbos. So now the question is, Ma'al Megamine, can we rent from the Goy his apartment, right to his apartment on Shabbos? Do we say, Soicha Kamarav Dami? Renting is like making an Erev. Ma me'arav b'ayjoy. The halach is that Erev has to be made from Erev Shabbos. Av soichem b'ayjoy. The leasing has to take place from before Shabbos. Adoma, or perhaps, soichem k'vatel rishus dami. As we learned, relinquishing rights is done in Shabbos. That's the whole case of relinquishing rights. The case of relinquishing rights is that they forgot to make an Erev Shabbos before Shabbos, and now they need to figure out how somebody, or at least to some degree, they could carry in Shabbos. So ma'am mevatel rishus is done afilu b'Shabbos. Oy soicher, av soicher afilu b'Shabbos can be done also on Shabbos. Rechinei by Yosef Amenisker. Rechinei by Yosef says we can lease the guy from the guy on Shabbos. Ravasi Amenisker, we cannot. Omer Rav Chiya bar Abba nismach al divrei zaken. Let's rely on what Rav Chiya bar Yosef said. V'nisker will rent. Also Shaila Rav Yochanan. After Shabbos they went and they asked Rabbi Yochanan, if what's his opinion? Amalei, and he told him, Yofa asisam shesachartem, you did the right thing that you rented, your ladder rented on Shabbos. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. However, the Ritva says that this heter of only doing the rental on Shabbos should not be relied on l'chatchila. It's only as in the situation of our Gemara where the guy wasn't here before Shabbos, so I had to do the renting on Shabbos. Certainly, if the guy is here before Shabbos, I should not rent on Shabbos. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says that the schiras should be accomplished by giving some food or something like that could be carried that's not muksa to do the schiras. Obviously, the schiras should not be done with money. Now, Tosfos explains, why is it mutter to do the schiras on Shabbos? We know the halacha is the mekach or memkar business is mut is osur on Shabbos. So he says, since this is not really like a mekach or memkar, Tosfos explains, it's only like a matana, and that's why it's mutter on Shabbos. Now, there's a very fundamental need to understand pshat and Tosfos because it's relevant la halacha lemaisa. Many Rishonim explain that Tosfos is teaching us here that a matana, gifts, are mutter on Shabbos. They don't fall under the category of business transactions that are also on Shabbos. And that's what the Avodah Zarah Gor Shuni explains in Tosfos. The Matcha says that Tosfos is saying that gifts are mutter on Shabbos, but they're only be mutter when it's l'tzarech Shabbos or l'tzarech mitzvah. However, the Magen Avraham explains that a matana is also b'Shabbos, and here the reason was why it was mutter, because as we understand, the matana here is not really a full-fledged matana. It's only as far as the ability that we should be able to carry here. It's not that the guy is completely giving me his apartment. That's why this matan is mutter. But normally, matanis are aser. The Shailos HaTshuvos Meshiv Dover explains this a little more. He explains, what is the concept of Mekach U'Memkar? The concept of Mekach U'Memkar is there's a business transaction. There's a buyer and there's a seller. And that's Osir and Shabbos. He says, by Erevin, by the Schiris of the Goy's property, the point is not that the Goy is giving up his apartment and I'm taking his apartment. The only thing that's happening here is that the Goy is, so to speak, giving up his ownership, his right to his apartment. By giving up those rights, he no longer is considered existing here. And since he's no longer considered existing here, that's why I'm allowed to carry in this area. So it's not that I'm receiving, it's just that the Goy is giving up. Mekach U'Memkar means that there's a giver and there's a receiver. Here there is no giver and receiver, and that's why it's mutter. But since in a normal matana, perhaps, there is a giver and receiver, perhaps it will be aser. Now the Chayk Yaakov takes this Gemara to a Shaila like this. He says, what's going to be the halacha if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos and someone forgot to sell his chametz? Could he sell his chametz to a goy? So Chayk Yaakov says, based on our Gemara, just like by Erev you're allowed to lease from the goy, here too his property, so you should be able to carry. Here too you should be able to lease, you should be able to sell the chametz to a goy on Shabbos. However, many poskim take exception to what he said. Firstly, based on what we just explained, that the leasing of the goy's property by Erev is not the same like every other business transaction. Because by every other business transaction, there's a buyer and a seller. Here there's only a seller but no buyer. But by Mechiras Chametz, there also is a seller and a buyer. The Jew is the seller and the goy is a buyer. So you can't compare Mechiras Chametz to Erevin. Other Paiskim say that you can't compare Schiris Erevin, chametz, selling chametz to Erevin, is explained. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says this. Truthfully, as we said many times, there is no need to have any issue with the guys living here. Because as the Gemara said at the beginning of our parak, Diras Akum Loishma Dira. It's not really affected. Just Chazal made Gzer Shimel Yimim Matzav. So since it's only Gzeres Chazal, any type, even if it's a weak Schiris, will be adequate. But Mechiras Chametz, we're dealing with a Deraisa, there you have to have a full-fledged sale. And since you have to have a full-fledged sale, that cannot be affected in Shabbos. Particularly, since, as the Shulchan Aruch says, the entire point of what the schiris from the goy here is just that I should be able to carry. I'm not actually giving him anything. That's why you can't prove from there to chametz, from the shail of Erevin to shail of selling chametz on Shabbos. Tarbay Nahadoy. Nahadoy was wondering, how is it true that Rabbi Yochanan said, and did he say that you could rent from a goy in Shabbos? Umi Omer Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Soich Kmar Avdami. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan compare the renting from a goy to making an Erev? My love, doesn't that mean Ma Ma'arv by Joim? Just like the Erev had to be constructed from Erev Shabbos, Af Soich by Joim, so too the leasing has to take place from Erev Shabbos. So now we spoke at the beginning of the Perek Shaila that if someone has a goy's neighbor, a goy's neighbor, we have to do schiris. So we quoted a machloikus Rashi in the Rosh, if that schiris has to be done every week, or doing it once is effective. Rashi says you have to do it every week, the Rosh says once is enough. And this is a raya to the Rosh, because the Rosh says that, just like we know by Ruvich Tzeris, you don't have to construct a new Erev. You don't have to make a new Erev Chatzeres every week. We make it once and it lasts for a long time. So too, if the Gemara is comparing Soicha to Ma'ariv, making leasing once is adequate. Loi, he said that the comparison, says Rabbi Yochanan, between Soicha and Ma'ariv for this halachas. Ma Ma'ariv fila pachs mishavaputa. Just like Ma'ariv, you could contribute to the Erev something that's worth less than a pruta, af sarch v'pachach m'shar pruta. You could also do the leasing with pachach m'shar pruta. This is used by the Paiskim again to show the difference between Tzchiris Bei Erev and Mechiris Chametz. Mechiris Chametz, you cannot affect the Kinyan with Pox Mishav Pruta, because you need a full-fledged Kinyan, and a Pox Mishav Pruta is not a full-fledged Kinyan. By Erevin, we see the Kinyan is a different type of Kinyan, and therefore even Pox Mishav Pruta will work. Furthermore, Mam Erev, Afil Tzchiril Kuta, by Erevin, we learned that if somebody has and a Jewish employee, somebody's allowed to leave items in the house, so we learned he could contribute to the Erev, even though this apartment is a Goy's apartment. That's why Rashi learned that. But now that we have a Goy, Jewish worker, he is considered the Baal Boss of this apartment, and his giving the Erev is enough. Af Seicher, so to by Seicher, Af Schir Velakitoy could give it. Uma Ma'ariv. If you have five people living in one chatzar, one person gives the Erev for one of them. That means if we have two chatzeres that are neighboring each other, five neighbors in each, and five neighbors in chatzar A made an Erev, so now to join themselves with the next chatzar, it's sufficient that one of the residents of this chatzar take the existing Erev from the chatzar A to chatzar B, and he will act as an agent for all the other neighbors, and the Erev will be effective. Soichanami, regarding Soichan also, Chamisha Shurim b'chatzar Achas, if we have five people living in one chatzar, Echad Soichan Yedei Kulam, one of them can lease the rights from the guy from all of them. Now here, there's a very interesting shaila. From here, it's mashma, as Rashi seems to learn, that when renting, if you have a situation where you have a house with a number of Jewish neighbors and a non-Jewish neighbor, so the Gemara seems to be saying, first make the Erev amongst the Jews, and then after the Jews make the Erev, that one of the Jews should go and rent, lease from the guy his property. The Mishnah Berura, however, says that it should be done in the other way. The Mishnah Berura says the first the leasing should take place, and after the leasing takes place, only then should the Erev be constructed. He says because since the Goy's presence is an impediment to the Erev being effective, we can't make the Erev until we deal with the issue of the Goy being there, and therefore he says first do the leasing, and then afterwards do the Erev. He says that Al Gemara is not definitive that it has to be done in the other way. Now the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that when this one Jew approaches the guy to do the leasing, he doesn't have to say that he's representing all the other Jewish neighbors, as long as he is a part of the Erev and he does the leasing. Once that he's doing it, and they're all anyway all together through the Erev, he doesn't have to specifically indicate in any way that he's representing all the other Jewish neighbors. Taisa says that if we have a situation that a Jew and a Goy are shutfim, our partners in the house, then doing an Erev with the Jew will not be sufficient to help with the problem of the guy. And the Mefarshim go in to explain, it depends what kind of a partnership we're dealing with. Is it where each one has his own designated area? There you have to deal with the Jew separately and the non-Jew separately. But if they have just one partner together with no specific area designated to anyone, then dealing with the Jew alone would be satisfactory. And in fact, that is the same shaila regarding where you have different people living in a house. Do you have to do an Erev with everybody separately, or do you have to do an Erev with one, doing an Erev with one adequate? And it really depends, again, if you have people living in an apartment and each one has his own private room, they just happen to be sharing an apartment, then you have to do an Erev with each person individually. On the other hand, if they're just sharing an apartment, doing an Erev with one member of that apartment will be enough for everyone else. Taiba Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer examined Rebbe Yochanan's psak. Om Rebbe Zera, my tia Rebbe Lezer. What caused Rebbe Lezer to examine Rebbe Yochanan's psak? Omer of Sheshes, Gabri Rabbi Reb Zera, Lo Yoda my Tayyid Reb Elazar. Such a great person like Reb Zera does not know what caused Reb Elazar to examine Reb Yochanan Psak. Kakash Lo Shmuel Rabbi. What bothered him was something how you can reconcile what Reb Yochanan said with what his Rebbe Shmuel said. Now let's review what we learned at the beginning of the Shir. At the beginning of the Shir, we learned that in this case where the Goy only arrived on Shabbos, we explained that according to Rashi, whether an Erev was made before Shabbos or whether an Erev was not made before Shabbos, what's required here is not that the Goy comes and it changes the entire situation. The Erev becomes ineffective, and besides for the issue of renting from the Goy his property, we also have to deal with the issue of being that the Erev is no longer effective, and what we have to do is Bittul Rishus. And the question he had was, is, according to this Gemara, is Bittul Rishus going to be effective in such a situation? Dom Shmuel, because Shmuel explained, Kamokim Sha'oisrim Uma'arvin, any place where residents of a Chatzar restrict each other, and the Gemara is going to explain this in a moment, and there is an ability to make an Erev, via Mevatlin, Bittul Rishus will work. However, Ma'arvin ve'ein oisrim, where an Erev could be constructed, but even if the Erev is not constructed, ein oisrim, one area doesn't restrict the other area, or oisrim, where one situation, when one area restricts the other area, ve'ein ma'arvin, and there is no ability to make an Erev chetzeres in this situation, ein mevatlin, there is no din of Bittul Rishus. And the Gemara explains these three situations. Kol makom she'osrim ma'arvim. When did Shmuel say that you can make a bittel? Is when the two areas restrict each other and they can make an erif. It's talking about a situation kigoyim beis chatzeres zu ufnei mezu, when you have two chatzeres, one behind the other, which is shown in diagram 233. In this situation, we have the pnimius, the inner chatzer, and the chitzayna, the outer chatzer. Now the halacha, as we explained, is that according to Rabbi Akiva, in all situations, and according to Rabbanon, if the people in the pnimius, in the more inner chatzar, did not make an erev with each other, the halacha is that they will prevent the people from the outer chatzar, that even if they made an erev, they cannot use it, and therefore we have a situation of oisrim. The pnimius is oisr the chitzayna, but also Uma'avin, the Pnimis and the Chatzayin, if they wanted, could make an Erev with each other. That's when Shmuel says Mevatlin, the Bittul exists. Now there's a Chiddush here, because the general situation of Bittul is people that are within one house. Here are people within one Chatzar, that if we have a number of residents in one Chatzar and one of them forgot, that's the classic case of Bittul, that one of them forgot to make an Erev, so he could do Bittul Rishus, he could relinquish rights to his Rishus, and therefore not harm the rest of his neighbors. Here Shmuel is telling us that in a situation where you have two Chatzeres, it's not all within one Chatzer, but it's Oisrim, one Chatzer restricts the other Chatzer, or Ma'arvin, we have the ability to make an Erev between these two Chatzeres, the halacha is that you could do Bittul in such a situation. The next case Shmuel mentioned, Ma'avim ve'ein oisrim, in a situation where Erev could be made, but if the Erev is not made, they would not restrict each other. There is no halacha Bittul ein mevatlim. What's the case? Kigoyin beis chatzeres pesach ein b'neim. Diagram 234. Here we have two chatzeres, but each one of these chatzeres live in their own. and they don't restrict each other. That means if one of these chatzeris made an Erev and the other one didn't, the chatz that had Erev could carry, the chatz that doesn't have an Erev can't carry. But if they wanted to make an Erev between themselves, as there's an opening between the two of them, they could. So we have a situation in Oysrim, they don't restrict each other, but they could make an Erev. Here, the halach is Eim Vatlan, Shmuel says the bittul won't work in this case. The third case, Shmuel said, was Oysrim the Eim Arvin, that they restrict each other, but there is no ability to make an Erev. Again, Shmuel says, Eim Vatlan, the bittul is not an option. L'suyimai, what's the case Shmuel speaking about? Lav l'suyinachri. Isn't it talking about a case where a guy came on Shabbos, and the guy came. So it's a situation of Oysrim, because as we learned from the beginning of the Perek, a guy's apartment restricts the Jew's apartment, the Eim Avin, but you can't make an Eruv Chatzeres with the guy, and Shmuel says, the Eim of Avlim, Bittul doesn't work in that situation, so we explained that the Gemara, from the beginning of this piece of Gemara, that when the guy comes on Shabbos, after we do the Schiris from him, then we'll do a Bittul. How can we do a Bittul? So says the Gemara, Id Asim Asmael, if the guy came from Erev Shabbos, Loigam Asmael, we could have leased his rights yesterday. And like the Rishonim explained, that if he was, Rashi explains, if the guy was there already from Erev Shabbos, it's not called a Mokum Sh'Oisrim Ve'im Arvin, because it's not Isrim, because the guy, we could have leased the property from Erev Shabbos. And we learned at the beginning of the Perek that there was a guy, Nachman Beristik, that didn't lease his property. That is not the normal situation. And like the Ravah says, if the guy was there from Erev Shabbos and they didn't rent his property from him on Erev Shabbos, that's not called that the guy is Oyser. Because it's not the guy that caused the problem, it's the Jews that caused the problem by not making the Erev. Ella, what's the case? Dasa b'shapsa. The case Shmuel must be referring to is when the guy arrived on Shabbos, Bektani, and what do we learn? Eisrim, that the guy restricts them. The Eima Avnei Matlim. Since you can't make an Erev, you can't do Bittul either. Shema Mina, we see that Rabbi Yochanan could not have allowed Bittul in such a situation. Om Rav Yosef, Vashmila Hashmatzah. As we said a moment ago, in Shmuel Din, there's a Chiddush. Because the Chiddush in Shmuel's Din is that Bittul is not only valid within one Chatzar, but Bittul also works from one Chatzar to the next. So Rav Yosef said, I never heard such a thing that Bittul could work from one chatz to the next. Now as we know from many times in Shas, Rav Yosef got ill and forgot his learning. And his Talmidim, Abaya, attempts to remind him of his learning. Amle Abaya, at Amrit Lon, you told us, Faha Amrit Nalon. And this is what you told us. Dom Shmuel, Ein Bittul Rishos Mechatz L'Chatzar. There is no allowance for Bittul Rishus from one Chatzar to another Chatzar. Vein Bittul Rishus b'Churva. And there is no right to do Bittul Rishus by Churva. The case of a Churva is, let's say you have two houses, and then in between the two houses there's a Churva, there's a house that's in a ruin, and you can make an area between the two houses and the Churva. If that was not done, you cannot do Bittul Rishus in that situation. Vamit Lon Alon, and you explain to us, when did Shmuel say that Bittul Rishus won't work from one chatzar to another chatzar? Loy Amaron El Shtei Chatzeres Pesach Eminayim. It's talking when you have two chatzeres next to each other with a door, as was shown in diagram 234. Avazul of Nimazu, in diagram 233, since these two chatzeres restrict each other, there Shmuel said Mevatlin, that you can do Bittul. Omele, so Rabbi Yosef asks Abaya, and no amin the Shmei de Shmuel Hachi, that I say this in the name of Shmuel, v'am Shmuel, ein lana be'erivin el kolosh mishnaseinu. In Mesech the Erivin we find we always have to follow the exact terminology which is stated in the Mishnah. And what does it say in the Mishnah that teaches us the halachas of bittul rishus? Anshe chatzer, bittul rishus could only take place within one chatzer. V'loy anshe chatzeres, not between chatzeres. And yet here you're telling me that Shmuel says that you could do bittul rishus between chatzeres. Amalei, so Abaye answered him, Ki amrit lanu, ein lanu be'ervin klashim shesainu. When did I teach you the halacha that a mesech the ervin? When did Shmuel say that a mesech the ervin? We have to follow the exact language of the Mishnah. A hamrit lanu, a different Mishnah. It's talking the Mishnah. It says shamavi lechatzeris. The relationship a mavi to its chatzur is kachatz labatim. It's like the relationship of a chatzur to its houses. So Tosfos explains that this is referring to the situation that we learned that. We learned already at the beginning of the Masechta that a mavui, in order to be carried in a mavui, you need a lechi in kaira, and you also need to have botim v'chatzeros psuchim v'toychai. You have to have houses and chatzeros open to the mavui. What does that mean? You have to have two chatzeros opening up to the mavui, and two houses teach chatzer. That's the terminology that the halacha is. That you have to follow the exact language of the Mishnah. And the Mashiach explains the last words of Tosfos are V'chodem einai bachrita. Explains the Mashiach that that means that it's not just enough that you should have two houses and two houses per chatzer. The houses have to be within the chatzer. You have to have two houses within one chatzer and the same again in another chatzer. That specific shape is the only time when an Erev could be made. Gufa. Amishmu, ein bitl rishus michatz l'chatzer. We can't make bitl rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer. Vein bitl rishus b'chorva, and we can't make bitl rishus by a chorva where there's a room between two houses. Now Rashi explains, why didn't Chazal allow for bitl chatzeris according to Shmuel, for bitl in these situations? So Rashi explains, Chazal only allowed for bittul in the chotzer that's in front of the house. Because as we explained many times, in ancient times, much of what they did and much of where they lived was in the chotzer. So the chotzer in front of the house was a crucial area that they needed to have access to on Shabbos. And if the Erev wasn't constructed, Chazal allowed for bittul rishus. However, in a chorva, which doesn't have that characteristic, that that's where so much of their living took place, or someone else's chotzer, which is not where most of my living took place, therefore bittul rishus was not allowed. The Chaznish says a different explanation. Chaznish says, what does bittul rishus accomplish? Bittul rishus accomplishes that this is no longer my property, it belongs to my neighbors. I relinquish my rights to my property to my neighbors. So he says, all the neighbors in one chatzer, when I relinquish my rights, so now it's their apartment, not my apartment anymore. But to say that relinquishing, that I give up the rights to my apartment to someone else who's not even in the same complex as I am, that is extreme, and that's why bittul rishus will not work. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, holds yesh bittul rishus michatz l'chatzer. Bittul rishus works from one chatzer to another chatzer. Yesh bittul rishus b'chorva, and so too bittul rishus works in a chorva. B'tzricha. Ask the Gemara, why do we have to say both situations the same psak that bittul rishus works? Answer the Gemara. Diyash mina michatz l'chatzer. If I would only say the bittul rishus works from one chatzer to another chatzer, b'hakam Shmuel, I would say that's where Shmuel says that bittul rishus doesn't work. As we said, each house has its own chatzer, and each chatzer works is used for the people of that house, not for the people of the neighboring house. Regarding the ruin, that there's one function for both houses. Both houses use this churba the same way. I would think perhaps Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Yochanan and the bittul rishus works. That's why I had to say it doesn't work by a churba. On the other hand, if I would only have the situation by the chatzeris, I would say, if I only had the case of churba, I would say b'hokam Rabbi Yochanan. That's where Rabbi Yochanan says the bittul rishus works. But in the case of chatzeris, since each chotzer is designated for each complex. You can't, maybe Rabbi Yochanan will agree to Shmuel that their bittul rishus won't work. Tzricha, that's why we have to say the halacha, both by churba and by both chatzers. The halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, and you can do bittul rishus michatzer lechatzer. Now the Paiskim ask, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that he allows bittul rishus within one chatzer, as the Mishnah says, and he allows bittul rishus michatzer lechatzer, what's he going to hold me bayis labayis? Can you do bittul rishus from one house to another house? Let's say you have two houses next to each other and there's a way of connecting them, you could do an area between the two houses. Can you do bittul rishus from one house to another? So some Rishonim want to say that their Rabbi Yochanan perhaps will agree that you can't do bittul rishus from one to the others, from one house to the other. But the halacha is that Rabbi Yochanan's kula, that he says the bittul rishus works mechatz lechatzer, will also work mebayis lebayis.